The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 11th of April, 2008. It was on this day in 1945, American troops entered the Buchenwald concentration camp near Weimar, Germany. About 56,000 prisoners had died there since 1937. There had been reports of concentration camps, but no Allied soldiers had seen the camps, and many people assumed the reports were simply propaganda. But then, on this day, those American soldiers became the first Allied observers of one of the worst atrocities in human history. Most of the Nazis had fled the camp before. The prisoners themselves had risen up and taken control of it. They were suffering from malnutrition and disease. The soldiers who came into the camp had been fighting in the war since D-Day. They had seen some of the bloodiest battles in history. But nothing they had seen prepared them for what they saw at Buchenwald. Some of the soldiers carried Kodak cameras. They took photographs of the prisoners, emaciated, barely able to walk, and the bodies of victims stacked around the camp like piles of wood. Sergeant Fred Friendly, who would go on to work as a producer at CBS, wrote to his mother, "I want you to never forget, or let our friends forget, that your flesh and blood saw this." Edward R. Murrow covered the liberation of Buchenwald for CBS and was so disturbed he couldn't write about it for days. One of the children liberated at the camp was a teenager named Elie Wiesel, who had been forced to march from Auschwitz to Buchenwald a few weeks earlier. His father had recently died in the camp. He saw the American jeeps rolling into the camps, saw an American sergeant, a black man, weeping at what he saw, and the inmates were too weak to even applaud. It's the birthday of the poet Christopher Smart, born in Kent, England, in 1722, the author of his masterpiece Jubilate Agno, an epic poem in which he tried to praise God for every single aspect of his life, including his cat, Jeffrey. It's the birthday of the poet Mark Strand, born in Summerside, Canada, 1934. Mark Strand, who said, "Poetry is about slowing down. You sit and you read something, you read it again, and it reveals a little bit more, and things come to light you never could have predicted." It's the birthday of Glenway Westcott, born in Kewaskum, Wisconsin, 1901, author of the collection of short stories Goodbye, Wisconsin, 1928, and his great masterpiece The Pilgrim Hawk, published in 1940, a short novel about American expatriates that takes place on a single afternoon in Paris. And it's the birthday of the humorist Leo Rosten, born in Lodz, Poland, in 1908, author of The Education of Hyman Kaplan in 1937 and The Joys of Yiddish in 1968, in which he defined chutzpah as that quality of a man who, having killed his mother and father, throws himself on the mercy of the court because he is an orphan. Here's a poem for today by Melina Merling, entitled For Bartleby. Tonight I wonder where the man is who used to stand just inside the doors of the Lexington Avenue entrance to Grand Central Station. The full moon is rising. Around the earth, meteors move through space. Every day for over a year, I walked by him early in the morning, and at the end of the day, he still stood in the same position, arms down his sides, looking straight ahead at thousands of people walking without colliding in all directions at once, everybody trying to get to a different place. A poem by Melina Merling for Bartleby from her collection Ocean Avenue, published by New Issues Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shovanik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.